Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. This segment of the show is brought to you by the Values Institute and features Dennis Wright, who is visiting us from SCORE, a local chapter 114, and they're the Orange County chapter of SCORE, which is a national organization, and we're going to talk about what SCORE does and what they're all about today. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's always nice for us to get started with a little bit of personal and professional background so our listeners can kind of understand who we're talking with. Could you fill us in on your background?
Sure, happy to. I spent 30 years with a consumer finance company. Most of that 30 years was devoted to B2B sales. Then I had a second career after retiring, collectively with two companies, about 15 years total, and I was in charge of procurement and corporate facilities. So facility leasing, office and retail properties, actually.
Very good. So you have a lot of business background from various
45 years.
A few years, okay. And how did you get involved with SCORE?
That's a great question. Actually, I found after retiring the first time that I wasn't good at retirement. And I learned the second time that I didn't learn well the first time, and I still wasn't good at retirement. And I found SCORE through the AARP website. So I joined SCORE in spring of 2009 and have been very involved ever since.
Okay, so let's get into it for our listeners who don't know what SCORE is, because we've talked about it, that it's one of the best-kept secrets out there in the business world. What is SCORE and how did it get started?
SCORE is an organization made up of currently 330 chapters across the United States. About 12,000 volunteers. None of us get paid. We'll do what it is we do because we just love to do it. People have gotten involved in SCORE because, like myself, they either don't do retirement well and it's an opportunity to remain engaged in the business of business. Some do it with a philanthropic bent. They want to give back. Some are actually employed and just looking for little variety, something else to do, an opportunity to share what they've learned, their experiences, some of their successes, and you know, some of their failures, with the idea of helping someone not step in the same pothole. And so they'll devote a little time to SCORE.
So how was it first organized? What was the idea behind it when it started?
Well, I've got my own spin on this. SCORE was started, let me back up. The SBA was started in the 50s. SCORE was started in the 60s. And back in the 50s, of course, the SBA made loans. Today, they simply guarantee loans. Well, people, and some of this, like I said, is my spin on it, people would come back to the SBA after obtaining their loan, and they'd need help with other areas of their business, leasing a facility, hiring people, marketing strategies, selling techniques. Well, the SBA was not prepared to handle that. So somebody came up with the idea. I mean, you can picture them sitting around a conference table, and one individual steps up to the plate and says, you know, the country is full of people who have been there, done that. We just need to convince about 12,000 of them to come to work for nothing, which in effect they have. 330 chapters, 12,000 volunteers. There's 22, 23 people that get paid, and they work back in Washington, D.C.
And so is SCORE a government agency, or is it just a nonprofit that's partially funded by the government? How does it get its funding?
Well, that's the best way to describe it. Actually, Congress allocates the funds to the SBA, and a certain amount of those funds are allocated to SCORE. And SCORE is a nonprofit, a 501c3.
So you could almost say there's kind of a reason behind SCORE was to help those that were getting loans from the government, the Small Business Administration, the SBA, to stay in business, right?
And ensure they could pay that loan back.
Right?
And it's evolved to what it is today.
But that was then, and this is now.
And now
it's not your grandfather's SCORE anymore. It's a whole new thing, and it has a ton of programs. So we're going to talk about that. Why do people come to SCORE, in your experience?
Well, I suppose you can break that down into two categories. A large number of folks will come to us for help getting started in business. They have an idea, they have a dream, and they're looking not only for validation, but what are the first few steps to get started? Then others will come to us because they need help growing the business, taking it to another level.
So they're looking for help in one way or another.
That's right.
And they know they could probably go find resources for help. But here, they've got a group of people, like you said, they've been there, they've done that, they're giving back. These are people that have come, 12,000 of them, you say, from all over the country,
right,
that have come to say, we'll help, we can help you. So it's really an incredible giving organization as far as that's concerned. Now, how do most people find SCORE?
Probably 60-70% of our clients find us through word of mouth. They've met somebody who's either been to one of our workshops, they have a colleague that has received SCORE mentoring in the past. It's all over the page, Bill.
Okay, so usually somebody tells someone about it,
yep,
or like you said, you found it on a website at one point through AARP or through their magazine or whatever.
Sure.
So there's some advertising and things like that. Now, what do most people who meet, they're called mentors, the volunteers,
that's
right?
That's correct.
So what do most people who meet with a SCORE mentor leave with?
It can best be summed up by saying that they've determined that they now have a resource. Most business owners find it's kind of lonely at the top. Who do I talk to? I've got a problem. I've got a challenge. I've got an opportunity. How do I take advantage of this? Who do I talk to? And, you know, once upon a time, libraries had business sections in them. You could go in there and do research.
Sure.
Now, many libraries have eliminated the business section. So what research is being done, of course, is being done on the internet. But as a small business owner with perhaps a small staff, who the heck do you talk to? Who do you bounce these ideas off of to determine whether they're right for you and right for your business? So that old adage, it's lonely at the top, is very applicable and very applicable in small business.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is. It's very lonely for most small business owners. If they have problems, they can't talk to their employees.
And it's hard to take it home with them, too.
It's hard to take it home, and you don't want to talk to the wrong person. Could be a competitor, or the word gets out. It's tough being in business. So SCORE is kind of a safe place they can come to, and you have different types of formats for information, like workshops and one-on-one and group settings. And
this is SCORE Orange County now, 114. We have 116 members. We provide mentoring sessions at nearly 20 locations throughout Orange County. We do advisory boards. We actually put together an advisory board that will come out to, if you have a larger business, come out to the place of business, sit down with the owner, and, you know, address the various challenges and opportunities that exist. And this is an ongoing relationship that we establish. And we have CEO forums where it's a peer-to-peer program, about 80 CEOs currently, who run even larger businesses that get together on a monthly basis and share experiences with each other. We do specialized events, women in business breakfasts every 60 days. We do a women business owners conference. This year it will be held at the Marriott Hotel at Fashion Island. We expect probably 500 to 550 women business owners there. It's a great event. So we reach out to the community in a variety of different ways, and we're very easily accessible.
Lots and lots of ways to get involved. I'm talking with Dennis Wright from SCORE, and we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be right back after this message. Are you a small business owner looking for help from experienced people who have been there and done that? You might not need look any further than your local SCORE chapter. The Service Corps of Retired Executives has been helping to grow successful small businesses across America one business at a time since 1964. There are over 300 chapters nationwide, and you can find workshops, one-on-one mentoring, a wide variety of tools and resources, and it's all free. Why not contact your local SCORE chapter and find out what they have available for you? Find out more information at www.score.org. That's www.score.org.
Business succession and exit planning is hard, and everyone says you should start early. But where can you hear a lot of ideas from a lot of professionals so you can decide what's best for you? At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 150 advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes at itunes.exitcoachradio.com. I am talking with Dennis Wright of SCORE, and we've been talking about what SCORE is all about. And now Dennis has a few comments that he's received from some client letters. Dennis, what do you have for us?
Well, in the prior segment, we talked briefly about it being lonely at the top. Here's a letter from a woman business owner that manufactures high-performance, results-oriented skincare products, who says she was referred by a business colleague. Mm-hmm. So we also talked about referrals coming by word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And the last sentence in this three-paragraph letter says, "The SCORE Group educates me as I'm getting support, so I feel more confident and overall that I can actually achieve my goals and I'm not alone."
Great. So she's getting support and education and feels like she's getting the complete package there.
Yep. Here's another one. This gentleman and his wife own a business that produces dog-themed gifts and apparel for dog lovers.
Big business these days.
This is apparel for the owners. The business began in 2007, and he writes, it wasn't until my wife and I attended a marketing seminar conducted by Tom Patty, who is a SCORE 114 mentor, that we realized the depth of knowledge SCORE could make available to us. And through our involvement with Tom, we learned about other SCORE offerings, and they subsequently joined the CEO Forum, and they participated in the advisory board program, what I mentioned earlier in the earlier segment, where we've engaged with a SCORE advisory board mentor to consult on such things as exports in foreign trade, sales, marketing, finance, and more. And the final statement is, "With SCORE as a resource, we have saved thousands of dollars in consulting fees, and we meet with experts who are truly only interested in our business and growing businesses one at a time."
So here's somebody that said they had no idea this existed, and boy, when they got involved and really started peeling it back, they found a lot of resources.
Absolutely.
And we're able to get top shelf help.
Well, we mentioned that we have 100 plus members, actually about 116 members today. And these folks have done everything for a living. We have people that have spent their entire careers in marketing. We have people that have spent their entire careers in selling. Your earlier guest talked about financial statements. We have folks that can teach small business owners what their financial statement is saying, what information that you should be getting from that financial statement, and what direction that information should point you in. So managing your business, we can help in a variety of different ways.
That's wonderful. Do you have any more?
Yeah, actually, I do. Here's a business that is in software and technology hardware. Their principal clients include Boeing Company. Their product was actually in the shuttle, and she writes, "For example, we work with Boeing Company and NASA to develop a means to test the circuit boards that control the docking system at the International Space Station."
Wow.
So we're not, I mean, this is a pretty sophisticated business.
Yeah, this is
business.
Not the yogurt shop.
No.
The frozen yogurt shop. Nothing against frozen yogurt shops, but right. this is sophisticated business here.
Yes, and they met SCORE in 2008 through a workshop that was done. She says, "Whether it was learning the basics of cash flow management, financial statements, or strategic planning, or simply to appeal to our customers' emotional benefits when marketing, we gained valuable insights that we could employ to improve our business and grow over time. Ultimately, we found a business resource in Orange County SCORE, which provides ongoing assistance as our company grows, and it's not merely for startups."
Very good. Well, that's interesting to hear those perspectives, because a lot of times people would think, well, you know, it's volunteer and all this kind of stuff. But when you think about the number of people like yourself that are getting to the age where you're saying, I don't want to work because I have to anymore, but there's still a lot I want to do and to help these business owners really that need help, because a lot of them are coming into uncharted territory now. They're coming into this glut of business owners that are heading for their exit planning down the road, and they need to really work on growing and developing their businesses. And others that might be taking on an encore career or starting a new business, there's a lot of businesses that can use all kinds of help out there, and SCORE provides that.
Well, speaking as a person who is retired, and that was one of the things that motivated me to get involved with SCORE, I needed to remain engaged in some form. I mentioned earlier, this truly is an opportunity for us to remain engaged in the business of business. And I was faced with a decision. It just hit me one morning after having been retired for 6 months. I said to myself, now is today the day I mow the lawn, or am I going to go out and play around a golf? And then I had a second thought, and that thought was, if this is the most important decision that I have to make today, I understand now why I don't do retirement well.
Aha, uh-huh. Good point. So for those of you out there, too, I would imagine you're looking for volunteers and mentors.
Absolutely.
As well, who want to rewire instead of retire, right?
Absolutely. That's then well said.
Another way to contact SCORE and get involved. Tell us some quick business tips. Dennis, we're running a little bit out of time, but if you can share a couple business tips with us.
Sure. If you're starting a business, it's important to understand who your prospective customer is and what's the most effective way to reach he or she. And understand who your competitors are going to be and why that prospective customer would buy from you as opposed to your competitor. The other thing I would add to that is, what price are they willing to pay for that product or service? And can you make money selling it at that price? Simply marketing yourself as a company that will provide better service isn't going to do it, because nobody's going to know you provide better service until after the fact. What's going to motivate a prospective customer to open their wallet or their purse and buy your product or service? And being the low price leader, well, that's not a road that you want to go down.
Right. Yeah, that might be a road to ruin, actually. This is the first of a series, and I'm excited about the next several weeks. We have SCORE leaders and mentors coming in to talk about how to start a business, writing a business plan, business financials, marketing, management strategies, a wide variety of topics. So if you want to get in touch with SCORE nationally, you can go to score.org, right?
That's correct.
Locally in Orange County, go to score114, that's SCORE114.org, or call 714-550-7369 to find out how you can get involved and get some valuable tips and resources, and maybe you want to get involved as a mentor and help out as well.
That's right. Whether you're a business owner or you're looking to give back or stay engaged in the business of business, we'd love to talk with you.
Dennis Wright, thanks very much for coming in today and visiting with us. I look forward to seeing you again soon, and we're going to come right back after this message, so please stay tuned.
What can you do in a minute? At ExitCoachRadio.com, you can listen to a daily tip, idea, or precaution from over 100 top advisors about how to prepare your business for the future. We upload new one-minute tips at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. daily. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.